Sprint's mobile. Any VMH mobile.
KF8ENF calling M8DMH. Drake, you still there?
Sure am. Good morning, sir. I don't know if you heard me. I'm here. Good morning, sir. M8DMH.
Yeah, I'm here. Do you copy?
Yep, I do. Good morning, sir.
Answer back. I was curious. I heard there's a couple of new repeaters in the Petoskey area. Do you know anything about them?
Yeah, I was there for install. There's the 145.31 in Mackinac City. That's 131.8. There's 444.6 in Levering. And that is 151.4 for the PL, I think. And then 444.625, which is a DMR-only repeater.
Is that also at the Levering location?
Yes, it is.
See?
Not sure what was going on there. I heard, like, a little bit of a voice, and then you were gone.
Yeah, sorry about that. Would you mind repeating the frequency on that Mac City repeater?
Yes, 145.31, PL 131.8, and it's on the MIQ network, which is linked up to southeastern Michigan.
Cool, thank you. Appreciate that. As far as the 70-centimeter repeaters and Levering, are those open for public use?
Anything you're going to find on the ham bands up here is going to be open to the public. There's not really, I haven't heard of any closed ham repeaters up here, so it's a pretty safe bet that if it's on repeater books, it's there for everybody to use.
All right, good to know. Thanks. Appreciate that. I've got a buddy that lives in Brutus. And I don't know if that Levering repeater might work between us. He can get into the Petoskey 2-meter repeater, but we haven't tried much on 70-centimeter yet.
Oh, I know. He'll be able to get into it. I was able to use it all the way down to just before I got into downtown Petoskey. So it doesn't do too bad. But the... I don't know if it'll work over near Harbor Springs because you got the big old hill in the way. With that, I'll be right back. I just pulled into the gas station. The work vehicle is dangerously low on fuel. So I'll be back at 5. N8DMH.
KF8ENF.
NW, Indian River. Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey.
KF8ENF. N8DMH mobile.
KF8ENF, I'm here.
Actually, if you want to try that UHF machine and Levering, I can actually meet you over there. I've got my repeater in Trevor City linked up to it, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll go on the other side here and I'll give it a try. Stand by.
All right, N8DMH.
I'll figure out which frequency you're talking about in Levering there, UHF. This is Rod, WG8W. What frequency is that?
444.6 with a PL of 151.4.
600?
Yep, 444.600.
51. Thank you very much, WG8W. 73.
73 and 8, DMH.
KF8ENF calling N8DMH. Drake, are you there?
I'm here, sir. I didn't hear you on the other side.
Yeah, I was broadcasting on high power, or transmitting on high power, and I thought I got, I don't know what you call it, a confirmation back. I heard a weather update or something like that. Is that what you have programmed into that repeater?
I think it does it on the hour, and it's just now 8 o'clock, so that's probably what you're hearing. It does an on-the-hour announcement.
Okay, well, I received that, but I didn't get any feedback that I was opening up the repeater, so unfortunately it Looks like these big hills around me here are blocking my view.
All right, well, it was worth a shot, so. All right, I'm at another stop here. I'll be right back in 8 minutes.
Yeah, I appreciate the task and everything that you do around here. KF8ENF standing by.
Just tried that. I came it up. 444-600 with the 151 TL. My antenna is at about almost 40 feet, a dual band antenna on top of my barn there. So, no, I don't know. It must not be a high profile repeater. Is it on just somebody's TV tower or something?
You probably want to stand by. It sounded like Drake was going to be stepping away from his radio. I don't know much about the repeater itself and its specific location, but I'm sure he can fill you in when he gets back. KF8ENF.
Memory circuit there, so so if I ever do hear anybody on there, I may be able to get back to them then. So, all right, I gotta get back to what I was doing here. 73WZ8W.
Got it configured, so just waiting on a DMR radio to give it a try.
Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah, I've been looking into some of that information you've been sending me on it, and I just haven't pulled the trigger on anything yet.
Yeah, no worries, man. If it's something that you're interested in, great. We can work on it together. And kind of rethinking my choice of radio, I might buy a different radio, in which case I might have a surplus that I'd sell you at a discount if you're interested.
I've actually been looking at, I can't tell you the number right off the top of my head, but there's an Anytone radio that I've been looking at. I'm kind of waffling between that one, and there's a Radiodity one that they both sound like they really hit the mark for what I'm capable of and what I want to do.
Yeah, that sounds great. I looked at that Anytone radio. It's a little pricey, but it's pretty rock solid. Interestingly enough, BTEC has their own radio, which is the 6X2. That's the one I'm looking at, and it's the same radio as the Anytone, and it just has a little bit different software on it, but there's some videos out there that compare the two of them, and most of the changes are basically, aesthetic changes in the software. The hardware is exactly the same, and they operate the same, and the BTEC is like $150 cheaper.
That's good to know. I will investigate into that.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw my text message earlier today, but there is a new DMR repeater in your backyard that you will very likely be able to take advantage of from your location.
I saw that, and I got to sit down and get back into my radio a little bit, because any of the 70-centimeter frequencies or repeaters I put in there, I can't hit any of them. And I would think I should be able to hit something out of them, but maybe not.
Yeah, the only one that I can hit is the one here in Petoskey, and that's a D-Star repeater, so I haven't had any luck making any contacts on D-Star, so I don't know if I'm, like, doing it right or not, but I get feedback from the repeater, and that's a 70-centimeter, so I know that one's working, but there aren't any others close enough to me to try to hit, and I tried that one in Levering, and no dice.
Yeah, and that just seems odd to me that you can't hit that one, because, I mean, that isn't any different, really, in my limited mind anyway, than hitting, you know, when Dell had that GMRS repeater up by Seashell City. I mean, it's pretty much the same distance.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were getting into all kinds of stuff on UHF with our GMRS setup, and I just don't understand why I'm not able to do as well with the 70-centimeter stuff. It's a little bit of a head-scratcher.
Yeah, kind of like me being able to talk to that guy on the 2-meter call frequency simplex at Petoskey State Park, yet I can't get to you.
I mean, I guess it's just a mystery, my son.
Yeah, the world's full of them.
The other day, though, on my way out to the L2B range, as I was leaving my house, I snagged a guy on the Petoskey 1-9 and held on to him all the way out to the range with no problems. So, yeah, that 2-meter stuff is pretty impressive. I'm really enjoying it.
You're not regretting getting your license?
Kind of hard to believe I never had it.
Yep, that's kind of how I was once I got it and started playing around with it and whatnot. It is rather addictive, I would say.
All right, man. Well, hey, I'll let you go, and we'll catch up a little bit later. I'll be monitoring for a while if you're in the talk, and just wish you a good afternoon. And as the ham guys say, 73s, KF8, DNF, clear on your final.
All right, Billy. I got to go help Lisa put her library back together this evening, so I don't know if I want to be out in the shack or not, but I will tomorrow night after 7. So if I don't talk to you before then, maybe I'll catch you at that time. But you and yours have a great evening. Stay cool out there. And as you say, 73, K8ZAT, clear.
KC8ZFU.
KF8DNF, K8ZAT. KE8ZAT.
NH, NJL, mobile.